Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The jazz passengers make jazz that's smart and witty and raucous. For all its unpredictable forms and modernist dissonances, the music comes across as boisterous fun. The New York Times wrote that back in 1988. Over the next decade, Roy Nathanson and his Merry Men would bring that sense of fun to an increasingly wide circle of friends. Singers like Elvis Costello, Debbie Harry, and the late Jeff Buckley would sing with them. Now the band is reuniting for its first recording in 12 years. It's called, appropriately, Reunited. Here are the Jazz Passengers to play some of it live in the Soundcheck studio. This first piece is called Seven. Thank you. The Jazz Passengers, live in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Seven, which appears on their brand new album, Reunited. And indeed, the Jazz Passengers have reunited after about 12 years. And let me introduce you to the members of the band. Curtis Foulkes plays trombone, Bill Ware playing the vibes, Bradley Jones the bass, E.J. Rodriguez the drums, Sam Bardfeld the violin, and Roy Nathanson playing the saxophone. In addition, a guest guitarist in the studio with us this afternoon, Kenny Wessel. Roy, to you and the band, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's so nice to be back.
Now, what prompted you to get on the phone to all these guys and say, hey, I'm getting the band back together?
Well, we've been messing around with, you know, we've been doing a lot of different projects that have been using. We're all still really good friends. And, you know, the Sotto Voce Project has a bunch of people.
One of your other things.
Yeah, from that. And, you know, it's always been something, you know, we started doing a little project a couple of years ago of the music of the Supremes called I Love Supremes, which was only good because it was a good joke. But to do the Supremes thing was not that arresting, so we didn't keep that going. Anyway, it was something that was bound to happen. I had a record deal on Angel Records, and me and Curtis had talked about that because me and Kurt put the band together. Mm-hmm. And, as something that we could do sometime, and he wanted to do the record, and so we did.
So you did a bunch of Supreme songs. Now, earlier in the show, you know, we were talking about all these bands that are sort of revisiting the sound of the 60s and 70s. I'm guessing your Supremes songs maybe didn't sound like the originals.
They didn't quite sound like that. But, you know,
but what
the
do you think
is,
about that?
Well, I mean, you know, we have a tune on here called Button Up, where I wrote the music is some stolen. I can't remember. I was listening to Rhythm Review and I heard a bass line that I liked, so I used that bass line. So it really sounds like that. And Kurt sings the lead, and the guys all sing backups. The next song we do is a cover of one of those things, one of those tunes, of a 70s tune. But in general, I think I like the idea of using aspects of it rather than, you know, doing the thing in anything. The whole business of klezmer music, when you started, that became like a, you know, it becomes a kind of shtick, you know, I think. So it's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Well, if you're going to re-record the song Reunited for your reunion album,
right.
I mean, the 19,
of course,
was it 79,
right.
It was Peaches and Herb.
I guess, yeah.
Isn't a little bit of shtick?
Well, yeah, but shtick is good if it's good shtick.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
is that what we're...
So, I don't know if it's good shtick. You guys, the listeners can decide. Listeners, beware. and you, it's who? Me and Kurt. You can decide who is Peaches and who's Herb. You're going to have
so
to
So one
decide.
Of you takes the role of
well,
Peaches.
Well, I mean, we all, you know, this, you know, we have self-states, John. We have a lot of self-states. We all have our Peaches self-state and our herb self-state.
I'm sure there's something philosophically profound in there.
I'm probably, undoubtedly.
Think too hard, yeah. Too long and too hard about it. Why don't we hear the song?
Sounds good.
The band is the Jazz Passengers. They are reunited. Their new album is called Reunited. It's out on October 12th, and they are playing tonight with their old friend Debbie Harry, ex of Blondie, at the Jazz Standard. Two shows at 7:30 and 9:30, but first they're playing for us live on Soundcheck.
Well, you know, John, people say, and I think it's true, that love is a many splendored thing, but you know, time is a many splendored thing too. And when people work together for years like we have, you know, they grow to care about each other, and that caring is a kind of gravity that holds us to this earth. And then we drift apart, and that has a kind of love song kind of pain to it. So today I just want to sing something to Kurt. Just tell him something. Tell him the way I feel. This. I was a fool to ever leave your side. Me minus you, such a lonely ride. The breakup we had left me lonesome and sad. I realize I love you and I want you back. Hey, hey.
I spent the evening with the radio. Heard that tune we played so long ago. Our quarrel was such a way of learning so much. I know I really need you, cause I need you here, yeah, yeah.
Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited and it's understood. There's one perfect fit.
Fellas,
this one is it. We all feel so excited, cause we're
about if we were
reunited, and it feels so grand. Reunited, would we understand? Would this thing fit? Would it be it? You think we'd be excited?
That is the Jazz Passengers, live in the Soundcheck studio. I'm not quite sure what just happened there. The band is reunited. Their album is called Reunited. 12 years after their last record, it's out on October 12th, and just about everybody in the band got into the act singing there. Roy was telling us before it was him and Curtis up top, but then
yes,
everyone
singing. You know, we have many Peaches and Herb self states.
Yes,
in this band.
I still don't know what that means, though.
No, have you never been in therapy, John? Self states are the different ways you are. You know, the different characters that inhabit that which you call you.
So now that you are back in the group self state of the Jazz Passengers, how long is this reunion likely to last?
Oh, as long as the public clamors for our sounds.
The clamor begins tonight at 7:30 and again at 9:30 at the Jazz Standard with Debbie Harry,
yeah,
a longtime friend of the band. And you do a version on this new record of the Blondie song, One Way or Another.
Right.
Roy, to you and the rest of the band, great having you in here in the studio.
Thank you, John. Really
welcome back.
Great. Okay.
The Jazz Passengers with Debbie Harry, and that'll do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, Alex Ross, music critic of The New Yorker, joins us with a look at his new collection of essays about listening to music. And Baz Luhrmann, the filmmaker behind Moulin Rouge, Australia, and Romeo and Juliet, talks about the art of the musical on film and on stage. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. The program produced by Brian Wise and Greta Cohn with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Tiffany Kamhai. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck.